So the question was, if Earth was visited in the ancient past by people, whatever we want to call them, ancient astronauts, aliens, whatever, was visited by Earth, why did they come here? And then if they did come, from where did they come? Mm-hmm. How did they come? What kind of spacecraft did they have? So what were their motives? What were their reasons? From where did they come? And who they were? So this whole notion, for example, of ancient gods, that, you know, people in antiquity believed in gods. Who were they? How were they envisioned?
Yes.
Were they for real? So the whole business of mythology became for me a study of reality. Who came? Why did they come? Who they were? What did they do here? Did they stay? Did they come and go? Are they still here? Did they leave? So instead of with a nebulous mythology, it all turned to me to a study of actual events, and that I think is what distinguished my writings more than the fact that I was able to read the tablets and told people what they say.
And the writings, Zechariah, are profound. I mean, I remember when I first picked up The 12th Planet, I couldn't put it down. Then I had to get into the next book and the next one and the next one. I mean, it was riveting for me. And for those brand new people to Coast to Coast, let me tell you that years ago, Zechariah Sitchin did research of Sumerian clay tablets, which we would now call modern-day Iraq, and he interpreted them, these ancient texts, to say that there's this planet in our solar system that comes close to Earth every 3,600 years, and that there were inhabitants from that planet who came here to mine gold so they could put gold particles up in their atmosphere to help their atmosphere, and that they genetically made us because they wanted slave labor. And, you know, when you look at the Bible, Zechariah, if depending on how you interpret it, it echoes some of the things you have researched. I mean, some of the similarities are very close, aren't they?
Well, they are indeed, George, so close that people, especially those who read my books, understand it. But I was going to reveal it at our get-together at the Conscious Life Expo in about 12 days from now. But I can, because I really think greatly of your program, I can tell you that there is a new Sitchin book coming. And
new theory?
No, not a new theory, but it is one that starts by comparing the biblical tales of the creation of the Adam and then what happened later.
Wonderful.
And the story of the deluge, etc. Compare them not only as similar stories, but compares verses and the use of words to show that the Hebrew is exact translation of specific Sumerian texts that I identify and say these words are an exact translation into Hebrew by the ancient compilers of the Hebrew Bible from the Sumerian tablet number so-and-so and so-and-so in this and that museum.
These tablets, I hope they're still protected and guarded, Zechariah.
Yes,
are they?
They are.
Excellent. And you know, it does not negate one's belief in God to believe this theory, this possibility that we were visited, that we were genetically altered, because eventually you have to ask, how did they get here? Who made them?
that it's a question. If they made us, who made them?
Exactly. How does science react to this theory? I would think that they should be all over it. It's almost like a guide for them. But they're afraid,
well,
aren't they?
You really raise a very pertinent question, because now for almost 30 or 35 years that I have been making all these ancient pieces of data available and urging at every opportunity sciences in genetics, in health studies, in astronomy, etc., to take it seriously. But of course, as you and your listeners know, everything was poo-pooed. Well, this is mythology. You know, those ancient people were so primitive. They were stupid. They saw the lightning, so they said this is God, and so on. Rather than take information which is valuable and use it in our own modern science. But I'm sure you know that through me there's been a major breakthrough a few weeks ago. The New York Times devoted the whole page to me.
Yes, that was dramatic.
And of course, for me, it's a great thing to be to be written up in the New York Times at all. You know, is you have to be dead first to achieve that in the obituary columns. But they sent a reporter who spent days with me. They sent a star photographer to take pictures, etc. But more, I hope I'm right in that. More than an achievement for me, I think this article represents a major crossing of the threshold by the major or a major mainstream media entity. For the New York Times to devote a page and not only to tell my story, who I am, you know, such and such years, so many years old, and I eat here and I do that, to title the whole thing, I'm looking at it, Origin of the Species from an Alien View. And
that's dramatic. That's big.
For the New York Times to have a page with such a headline, and then they say in a subtitle, he has sold millions of books telling of visitors from the planet Nibiru who set humans on their evolutionary path. So for the New York Times to write about there being, according to Sitchin, but or the Sumerians, there being another planet, Nibiru, this is a revolution, George.